Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Word of Mom Radio. I'm Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here with shows week after week, just breaking those myths that mompreneurs are dabbling in business in between, you know, bake sales and getting our nails done. We're smart, savvy businesswomen finding that balance between building a business and raising a family. And I love our rotating Wednesday platform of shows. And today we are here with Glenda Cates and Branding Beyond Blogging. And I love Glenda and this show because she really helps you think out of the box of how to brand your business, how to market your business. And today she has two guests here with her, Stephanie Healy and LM, and they're going to be talking about the steps you're taking to start a business and the elements that you have to have in place. Somebody's phone is on, guys, and it's really noisy in the background, so I'm just going to let you know that. Somebody's moving around or you have a headset or whatever and it's making a clanging noise. So just figured I'd let you know. And I'm going to turn the show over to Glenda because y'all know I've been fighting a cold and allergies, and rather than hack my way through, I'm going to mute myself and take notes. So Glenda, happy day.
Thank you, Dori. Have a beautiful week. Hello, we have Samantha Healy today with Emma Bear Photography, and we have Elle with website and blogging designs, and we're just going to talk a little bit more about branding beyond blogging and how when you start a business, you may not know what to do or how to do, and the first step is finding people that you can trust, building your market plan, finding the things that are going to make a difference and make your business stand apart and make people want to come to you for your services. And some of those things that people don't think about when they start is website design and pictures and what you use pictures for, what they need to be on, or why you need to do something some way, and why everything should be branded to match, and not because you see a lot of business they'll have a tagline and it doesn't fit and things. And these are the things we're going to kind of talk about today, is how to help you build a brand that's going to set you apart so when somebody sees you, they know who you are, kind of like McDonald's and Toyota and all of those companies that you see each and every day, because even though you may not have their budgets to spend the money, there are still ways that you can be seen by thinking outside the box, partnering with somebody, bartering. There's just so many elements to how you can get your brand built without breaking a bank. So with that said, I'm going to have Samantha introduce herself, and then I will have Elle introduce themselves, and then we're just going to talk a little bit about five steps that you need to do when you start your business. So, ladies, who wants to go first?
I can go first. Hey, my name is Samantha Healy. I'm with Emma Bear Photography. I do more than just photography. I do personal flyers and banners and business cards, along with couple of other services that I have with my photography.
Elle, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Oh, sure. As you said, my name's Elle, and I am with LM Solutions. I am a longtime blogger, and I'm a graphic designer and social media manager. I basically get all of your online properties in order and make sure that your online, presence is seen and managed very well. That way you can focus on your business.
Now, when I'm going to ask you both this, and I'm going to let you both explain, as you start a business, one of the first things you need to do is have a marketing plan. People do not realize how important a marketing plan is. But besides a marketing plan, no matter how much you love a business, there are step-by-steps you should do. Do y'all want to talk about some of the steps that you did when you started your business and why you chose those steps?
Okay, I can take this one first. For a marketing plan, I think number one is definitely trying to find your market. For me, it was finding the ideal customer. It was making sure that I was, present in an online fashion. So I wanted to make sure that the ideal customer would be able to not just find my website, but also find, you know, Facebook or Twitter or anything like that. With a marketing plan, you want to have that, making sure that you've done the research. You know, is there other competitors around you? Is, you know, how many competitors? How well are they doing? And then also it's about, you know, what is the demographic of? How big is your area? And, you know, are you marketing just to women? Are you marketing to both? So there's a lot of research involved in putting together a marketing plan.
Yes, there is. But it is so key, and it's something you have to do. And once you get through your marketing plan, then you have to figure out, is a blog right for you? Is a website right for you? Or do you need both? Because like I'm finding this past week, I'm going to end up needing both. And some people think that a blog cannot or will not help a business. That is totally wrong, because social media is such a big part, even with a photographer, web design, everything. I'm going to let Samantha and Elbo talk a little bit about the social media they use and why they use it and how they use it. Because it doesn't matter what business you're in now, online is key to building a successful business, but you've got to include going out and networking and meetings and things. And people don't realize just all the different aspects and building partners and why and how you want to do these things. So I'm going to let you each take a little bit of time and talk about how you get your business seen, even though there may be a photographer two doors down from you or a web designer two doors down from you. What sets you apart? How do you get your business seen when there is so many of the same businesses nowadays, which is not a bad thing. It just makes it hard. So who wants to go first?
I can go first. My main focus is Facebook and anywhere possible that I can put something up as far as photography, because like you said, there are plenty of photographers out there. There are plenty of different small businesses that do what I do, so it's a little bit harder in where you want to try to expand out. A lot of my businesses come from referrals, so that is one of the big things that I have to work with is I refer out, and I have a referral program with my company that allows clients to bring people in and be able to also get a discount as well. I use, like I said, mainly Facebook. I'm starting to learn how to use Pinterest and Twitter and Instagram, because everybody's like, you need an Instagram. Unfortunately, I'm not that much of a pro on it, but I am trying to learn more of it.
And Elle, how do you feel? What do you think? What are key for people nowadays? What's the main things that they should have to be able to run a successful business?
Well, I think that when you're starting out, you want to really start off with the fundamental blocks. So get that website up. And like you said, should you have a website or a blog? Well, it really depends on what it is that you're trying to market. A blog comes in handy when you want to show that you are an expert in what you do. So if you're the Avon lady and you want to show some beauty tips, why not have a blog? Why not, you know, do these 5 tips every week and show people that this is why they should buy the Avon product, because you know what you're talking about. But definitely the starting point would be to have that web presence. Make sure you have your website up. Make sure that, you know, you've chosen your colors in, you know, that are not distracting, but at the same time that represent you. Just because you're representing a different customer as a direct seller, let's say, of a, you know, multi-level marketing company, then why not also show your flair? Like I said, if we go back to the Avon lady, just because Avon represents themselves in black and red, doesn't mean that you can't have your splash of purple because you love purple. So definitely that's the number one building block that you want to start with.
And again, and that's such a good thing. And even though you may think a color doesn't look well or it's not what you want to portray or something, research, look at different colors, reach out to website designers, to photographers, ask them for color schemes, because a lot of times they have things that you never think about or are going to really pop. And once you see them, they look fantastic. And a lot of times, I know I've mentioned this before to people, I'm like, well, you need to talk to a website designer. You need to talk to a photographer. You're not going to get the right ideals if you don't. And people will come back with, well, they're too expensive, or they don't know what I need. You don't know if they know what you need if you don't try. You don't know their prices if you don't try. How do you know that they don't have a need that you do? If you're an Avon lady, a lot of website designers are women. They wear makeup. They wear cosmetics. They wear dresses. And Avon has all of that. Find you someone that you trust, that you believe in, and barter. I mean, Elle and I work together, and she's helping me, and it's just been a godsend. And Samantha and I are partnering in Fort Worth and doing a lot of events and things. You don't know who or where you're going to find someone that you can work with if you don't think outside the box. And I'm going to let Elle explain a little bit of that, and then I'm going to let Samantha, because like I said, we both of us are all working together in new and unique ways, and it's just things that you may not think about as a business owner. So, Elle, would you like to talk about that a little bit, about how people can reach out and build these partnerships?
Well, definitely. I think that, you know, building a partnership is all about you putting yourself out there. I think that a lot of times as, you know, women owners of businesses, we get a little intimidated. We feel a little, they're going to say no. But guess what? That's really the hardest thing that they're going to say. Besides that, they're not going to say, you know, you're a terrible person. No, they're not going to say that. They're going to say no, and then you can move on to the next person. And then you're going to find that person who's going to say yes. Like you said, it's always wonderful to, you know, hear the things that you can think outside the box for, like looking for colors. If you don't want to go to a web designer and ask for, you know, can I see some sample of colors, then walk into your Home Depot, look at the paint wall, and look at the amazing color scheme that they have in front of you. It's so beautiful, and you just stand there and you're going, oh, I really like that pink. Yes, you do. Why not use it? And then now you've taken this pink, you know the color you want to go with, and then you're going to find that web designer and you're going to say to them, here's a picture of the pink that I like. And that web designer is going to be able to give you other samples and other complementary colors that are going to be able to represent your, you know, your vision. And that's what you want to do when you're partnering with somebody.
And it's so funny that she said Home Depot, because we've never even talked about that. And that's exactly what was going on in the back of my mind. Find a paint store that you can trust, walk into, and just look. And walk down the aisles at your department stores and different things and look at things and take pictures with your phone. Yeah, you may not be a professional photographer, but take a picture and send it to them and ask questions. Samantha, what do you have that you would like to add to this? Because you are the photographer. You deal with color every day. You take multiple pictures for weddings and different things. How do you feel with somebody walking up as a brand new business owner, why they would need your services?
Well, one of the big things that I elaborated with you as well is that a lot of people don't understand that when they do business cards or they do their social media, they need to have photos of themselves. One thing I learned a lot about being a It Works rep and with my team lead at the time was you need to put your face out there. You need to be able to have connections made with your clients or with whoever you're passing your information out to. Because if you can't make that connection, your card is, or whatever you hand out to them, most likely it's going to end up at the bottom of the stack of all their paperwork, which at the end of the day, that bottom stack most likely ends up in the trash. So as far as photography goes, you not only need, you know, a good photo for you to use with your marketing plan, but also when you go out and you do pictures and you're wanting to sell things, you need those pictures to be able to show what you have to sell. Avon and direct sales finance can have a brochure and stuff to have it, but you want to be able to take pictures of people using your stuff and what their different look or after using it.
And I'm learning that more and more. We're redoing the blog, and we're redoing a bunch of stuff. And I get flyers all the time, and like she said, they end up at the bottom of a desk or they end up in a drawer. And half the time I'll pull them out and I'll be trying to figure out why I got them. If you don't turn them over and make notes on them, you're not going to remember, and not everybody thinks about that. So I've even told her, I said, okay, we need to start having a picture on the flyer so people remember us, a brand, something. Everything has to stand out nowadays, because if it doesn't, you're not going to grow. And blogs are growing by leaps and bounds, and Pinterest is all about pictures mainly. And if you're wanting to grow and be successful online, you've got to think outside the box. You've got to think. It's like yesterday I was out and about, and I met a lady that owns a company called YourNeighborhood.com, and she puts all kinds of items in bags, and I kept asking her questions, and she's like, I could use direct sellers because they have all the items these people need and stuff. And people don't think about that. And again, it was just asking. And it's just, it's growing. And so I'm going to ask y'all how y'all feel about Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram. Like, I'm learning Instagram too. I do not know enough about it. What is the best ways besides online to get your names out there, especially as a photographer, as a web designer and things, when you're just starting a business, other than paying bukus of money to get an ad for somewhere, what's the most out of the way, unusual, ideal that you both can think of to help somebody if they walk up today and say, good afternoon, I just started my business with Avon, I just started with It Works, I don't know what to do. What would you tell them?
Well, I think that if you're going to use social media, and that's kind of one of the things that I do for social media management, is that you really want to have consistency. One of the things that Samantha mentioned was the fact that if you're going to put your picture, get that professional look, get that professional picture on the flyer. Think of it as the Remax or, the real estate person. Their picture is on every single thing that they hand out, right? So
yes,
why
it is.
Not? Exactly. So why not have something that represents you in that way? A lot of people go into the direct selling and feel like, okay, just because I signed up means that it's going to sell itself. And it really isn't. It's about making that connection. It's about making that conversation starter. So if you have a consistency of, let's go back to that Avon lady who loves purple, why not have purple flyers? Why not have purple social media presence all over, where that way, when you are handing something out, it starts to click in that person's mind as, wait a second, didn't I see a purple flyer before? Oh, they start recognizing you, right? And that's what you want to do. You want to have that consistent, that's what branding is about. It's about the consistency of the message. And, that's why we can recognize the Coca-Colas and the Pepsis of the world, right? Because they're always exactly the same colors. So why not do that for yourself? Don't think of it as, oh, it's just Avon. No, it isn't. It's your business. It's your name that's going on those flyers that you're giving to that person. So make them unique. Make them different.
I love that. And Sam's done some fantastic flyers for us. But now you got me thinking, Sam, I want purple flyers.
I will get you purple flyers. Now we need to figure out what we need to use those purple flyers for.
We're going to use them for our events and our craft shows to make ourselves stand out and brand ourselves even more. Matches my blog. Matches everything. See, we're all learning today. Even I can learn something new because I would have never thought of doing colored flyers. So there you go, ladies. It's just fun, and it's thinking, again, outside the box. I've seen round business cards. You see square business cards all the time. How many times have you seen a round business card? When you see those make you say, oh, wow. And they stand out and they're different. And as somebody that's thinking about joining the chamber and stuff, Think about how many people come through that chamber and how many people get those business cards or flyers. So I really got to stand out, and that's where Elle is helping me with my blog. It's got a fresh new look, and it's all pretty, and then the flyers and things that Samantha's making. We're going to take over the world, and that's it, ladies. And it's not just ladies anymore working from home. So, men, you don't have to have purple flyers. You can have black flyers, but listen to what these ladies are saying and call in and ask questions, because we're only going to grow together. And so I'm going to go to, what would y'all tell a man just starting a business? And don't think men can't sell Avon or can't sell candles, because they do, but they may not know the right way. Yeah. Men don't ask for directions, but I'm sorry, sometimes they need to step back and look and think, hey, I see these ladies and they're doing these businesses and I want to do one. What would you tell a man that walked up to you and said, good afternoon, my name is Jack and I'm going to start selling Avon today and I know nothing about it. How can I sell to you, or why would you buy from me?
One of the big things to use is, a lot of times men that are going to start off on something like that have wives and have family. Use them to help you out. You know, one thing that we used to do when I used to do marketing is you use a spouse as an excuse to have to give out your card. You know, if I don't give out so many cards, when I get back home, my wife's going to get upset with me. You know what I'm saying? Use it as a joke, but also use your family.
And what would you say, Elle? How would you deal with a gentleman that walked up and told you that?
Well, the interesting thing is that I have boys. My children are all boys. And I am teaching them how to be entrepreneurial thinkers also. So for me, I constantly remind them that, you know, perhaps their creative side is not, you know, abundant, but they have a wonderful logical mind. So why not use logistics to their advantage? If they know that they're going to an event, if they know that they're going to the gym, let's say, for this gentleman, then take your cards with you and take a couple of books with you, and then at the gym, start that conversation, okay? If you know that you're going to to a local bar to watch the game that night, then do not be ashamed. Just let it loose, okay? I think that that's one of the things that most entrepreneurs find a thrill in, is that we just know that we have to climb a little bit higher to get that end result reward, which is getting those clients. So for gentlemen, I say let it loose. Go out there, get your cards done, you know, contact Samantha. She makes fantastic business cards. And, you know, and just put it out there. I mean, just let people know, I'm doing this. This is my business. I need for you to buy from me. And
exactly,
you guys are going to do awesome.
And don't be ashamed, because you've got to be passionate about what you do. Love what you do. Make it exciting. Make it fun. Come up with a tagline that nobody else would have thought of. And just make it fun, because my husband and my son, who's 6, and y'all heard about Charlie a lot, and he comes on the show sometimes, he will come and he will do events with me and he will do shows, and he comes home with magazines and lays them down on my table, and he picks things out for me to blog about, and he knows all the ladies and he knows what they sell. And I walk in the school and the teachers are always going, do you have this kind of rep? Charlie says you do. And I'm like, yes. Okay, well, what's their number? And I'm always handing out stuff. Don't think that your family and your kids and even your pets cannot help you build a business, because once you reach out into those avenues, you never know who they know or where they're going to be, especially if you're like me and you're home most of the time. Give your husband some cards. Give him some flyers, or give your wife all that stuff. Pack it in their lunch. If they tell you, hey, I'm not going to take that, go put it in the front seat of the car, because I guarantee you they're not going to walk back inside the house and bring it to you and say, hey, I'm not going to hand this out. When it's in the car and they see it every single day, they're going to start handing it out, because they're going to get tired of it being in the car and they're going to want it out. Or they're going to get tired of it being in their lunchbox. And Charlie will grab a pocket full of cards when we leave the house, and he's like, these are mine and those are yours. I need to get some cards that says Charlie Blogs, because I know I would get new customers. So, again, think outside the box. If you've got a dog and you're out walking them in the park and you're at the dollar store, pick up a box of dog bones, and as you walk by somebody with a dog, say, can I give your dog a treat, and have your card stapled to it. They're going to take the bone for their dog, and they're going to have your business card. You know, you don't know. I mean, here I am trying to do the Haltom High craft fair, and God only knows I never thought I'd put another craft fair together after my daughter passed away. I'm looking for 100 vendors. I'm having to think outside the box every day and trying to run the blog and driving Samantha and Elle up the wall, asking questions and bringing new people and new concepts and new things to them. But we're growing a family, and that's what you got to think. Direct sales is like a family. You're going to need that support. And it's not just direct sales anymore. It's brick-and-mortar businesses. You may work at a Walmart or Staples or wherever you work. Make everybody your friends. And don't think that that Mary Kay lady that lives two doors down from you cannot help you because you sell Mary Kay. Or don't think that that photographer on the street corner behind your house can't help you, because you can learn from everybody if you just keep an open mind. So I'm going to let Elle and Samantha have some free time and share anything that they'd like to talk about today. Elle?
Well, for me, if you need to find me, I am over at ELLEM, the letter, Solutions, and that's with an S at the end, and that's .com. If you also want to check out my Facebook, I'm on facebook.com/ELLEM Solutions. I am there to answer any questions. If you want to set up an appointment to, you know, strategize, I am there also. I think that the number one thing that we're talking about today is just making sure that you're putting yourself out there. You know, don't give up. I think the number one thing about direct sales is the fact that we give up so quickly. We get tired because we've only handed out 100 books. Well, let me tell you, handing out 100 books probably got you 50 in the trash, and 25 of them got, you know, lost, and there's only actually 25 people who are holding on to the book. So you need to expand yourself. You need to make sure that you're reaching out to people who want to hold your book on their counter. Go into a local, you know, corner store and say, can I leave some books here, or can I leave a flyer here? Go into, you know, a local hairdresser and let them know, I'd love to partner up with you. Do you have any counter space? And these are little things that you can do that, you know, make connections, but also help you be visible.
And don't take no for an answer. Just if they give you a no, say, okay, thank you, walk out, and go back 6 months later, because those people may not even be in that office. So.
Exactly. So definitely, you know, like I said, the worst thing that's going to happen is a no. And that just means you move on and you go to the next one. There will be yeses, and you're going to rejoice every time you get that yes.
And if you would like to see some of Elle's work, go check out my blog. Check out the fabulous designs on it. Check out my Facebook pages. I have beautiful new headers, and it's all thanks to her. And look at some of the flyers you'll see on my page, and you will see Samantha's work. Check her out on Facebook. Samantha, what would you like to share? I dragged you in this. We met at a Chick-fil-A one day for lunch, and ever since then we haven't stopped. I mean, God's opened new doors every single day since we've been working together. What would you like to share, or how can they reach you? How can people help you? What can we do to help you?
Well, the first thing I would like to share is never think that a business is not worth checking out. Honestly, before I met you, I didn't know what a quarter auction was. I would have never thought to have a photography booth at a quarter auction. When I actually first started, one of the big people that I teamed up with was a car show. That was not anywhere near the way I wanted to go with my photography business, but it opened up new doors for me. It opened up a new, being able to put something new into my portfolio, something I would have never thought I would have been able to do. I worked with models, I worked with cars. So I ended up going into different areas that I would have never thought myself to be at. So one big thing is don't underestimate a company because you don't know what it can do for you. As far as how you can reach me, I have a Facebook. It's Facebook / Emma Bear Photography. That's EMMABEAR and then photography. The one thing you'll always be able to recognize me is by my little bear that has a camera. My husband actually drew up my logo for me, and it represents a lot to my daughter. So that is the one thing that you can always see me as, and on our flyers, it's all over our flyers. and think, what else? For all the no's that you get, you're going to end up getting that one yes. We've hit a couple of no's or no replies trying to fill up the Halton City, but last night we hit a couple yeses, and, you know, those were our big woohoos for the day because there's always going to be that one lucky person that is going to help you out. Help out
and always go into it with not what can I do, what can they do for me, but what can you do for them. Show them how you can help them. Show them what you can do for them, and they're going to be willing to help you because they see that you're not all in it for you. Everything cannot be always me, 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 me. And that's what I'm learning more and more with these events and things. All of our events are charities, and it's just every time we do one, another door opens, and it's like, oh, my gosh, I just can't believe what all's happening and the people I'm meeting and the partners that are coming through these businesses like Elle and Samantha, and it's been crazy. It's been a very, very crazy ride, but it's been a wonderful ride, and it's going to keep going on and through the new year, and we're opening a new company called Be Unique, and it's going to open so many doors for small business owners, and it's going to help the community, and it's going to help all of us, not just our families, but charities, and it's going to be a godsend. So just be watching, and I don't know. I do want to do a shout-out today, though, to a couple of our sponsors. I wanted to mention Ames Collision. Ames Collision is a woman-owned car dealership in Dallas. You wouldn't think she was if you saw her. She's so classy and so funny and so sweet. But her and her husband own Ames Collision. They do a high-price cars, BMWs and everything, but they don't stop there. Once again, they think outside the box. They want to help you be built. They want to help you get safely back and forth to work. Whatever it takes to keep you safe, that's what they're out there for. So please reach out to Ames and let them know that Branding Beyond Blogging sent you by to talk to them. They have concierge service if your car's down and you need a way to work. They open their office to small business owners. They just want to help you be seen, brick-and-mortar businesses, bloggers. Anyone can use Ames service because, once again, it's getting your car in tip-top shape. If your car is not running, how are you going to make it to work? How are you going to get those children to school? So reach out to Olga and her husband. Walk in. Just tell them that I sent you. Sit down, have a drink with her. Ask her some questions. See what she has for y'all because, once again, it's thinking outside the box and it's going into these small-based businesses and it's saying, hello, my name is, and they can help you. So let's go from there and keep growing. So we've got Ames Collision, and then we've got several new business owners. We've got a bounce house. I don't have the name, but next month I'll be announcing a bounce house that we're working with and just a couple of new business
bounce house.
Cool. So y'all just stay tuned, and I'm going to let Samantha and Elle talk a little bit more, and then I'll be sharing some events. We did do the quarter auction last week in River Oaks for the Dog Pound. We raised another $463. So as y'all can see, we are bringing money into the charity. So if you have a charity, if you have a need, or you know someone that needs help, please contact us. Let us help them. We've got many, many ways to do it, and I'm looking for vendors and silent auction items for the Wholesome High Craft Show. So please give us a call if we can help you in any way, and I'm going to let Elle and Samantha get back to the show and talk a little bit more about 5 steps that you can use when you're building your business. So, ladies, who wants to go next? And what would you like to share? Samantha?
Okay. Samantha?
Elle? Either one of you. Who wants to talk?
Okay, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Okay. I think if we keep talking about our 5 steps, I think that step number 2 that I would then recommend is, after you've had that strategy, you know, that marketing plan, and you've sat down and you've written everything down, then you're going to start looking at the visual, at the, you know, those visual ideas of how you want to put your branding together. You know, those are things that, like myself, a web designer and a graphic designer, can help you with. So if you know that you're selling Tupperware, or you know you're selling those cute 31 bags, you know, you can definitely still brand yourself in a different manner that doesn't have to be their exact colors. So always keep in mind looking at colors, looking at, you know, certain fonts. If you know that you love those, you know, scripty fonts and those flourishes, then keep those in mind and look at other people who are doing similar things so that you can get some ideas. And that way you can start jotting those things down. I walk around with a little pad of notebook and a little pencil, and, you know, anytime that I see a certain concept that I love, I jot it down. I make sure that I take down the colors, I see what kind of scripted font it is or what kind of block letters it is, and then I jot it down. You don't have to be an artist for it, but you can definitely at least jot down the concept.
Exactly. And I can tell you again, I wanted to share something with you about thinking outside the box. We have been struggling and struggling and struggling for a face painter and struggling for a face painter for this event. So the other day I told Samantha, I said, find us a tattoo artist. They're graphic artists. They draw. They have pictures. They can paint. Give them a table for free, and there's our face painter. So once again, it's thinking outside the box. Find a business owner. Partner with them. Find, if you're a photographer, find a gift basket company. Use those gift baskets in your pictures. Find a 31 bag to carry your merchandise around in, and carry that person's business card and flyer and hand it out. Also, WordPress designer and stuff, she always can use a beautiful laptop bag. There's 31, there's Old Bag Lady. If you wear makeup, Avon, barter with them, get you some cologne, get you something for your man for Christmas. It doesn't matter. Figure out how you and them can work together and showcase each other's businesses. Like she said, find a beauty salon with a little bitty space. It doesn't have to be a huge space. A space that'll put a business card in there for you. Think outside the box. Where is the most unique or unusual or different place, ladies, that you would like to have your business cards or flyers displayed at that nobody else would think of? Just something off the wall and totally different. If you walked in today and could leave your card at, what place would that be and why?
All right, go ahead, Samantha, because I'll have to think about that one.
Yeah, that was one you have to kind of think about.
I think for me it would probably be, let's see. I mean, I've left my card in many places, so I don't find places to be unusual anymore. I mean, here in our area, you know, I live in New England, so here in our area, we have, you know, big supermarket places that have bulletin boards, and anyone from the community can put up their card or flyer for it, as long as it's dated. that's been places that I've been able to place that. I've also left cards and flyers at, you know, the salons and, you know, the automobile places. I think the number one odd place would probably be a men's store. We have specialty men's store here, and they're kind of almost like a secret man's club. you need a secret handshake to kind of get into them. So that would be probably a different place for me to leave my card at, just because I would have to, you know, be with my man to kind of get in there.
Exactly. Well, it's so funny because I don't smoke. I don't want smoking around me or anything. And I work inside, and I have a contract for a e-vapor store. Don't ask me what I'm doing with the contract to an e-vapor store, because I don't know. But they needed their social media ran, so I ran it. And we ran an open house out of there. And with our open house, we brought her 4 times the amount of customers she had had in the past. Because we got out there, we brought our direct sellers in, we gave away gifts, we pampered them, we did cheese and wine, and we just did an open house, and we're fixing to do one at Olga's. So again, think it's different and unique places, and figure out how you can get in there. Make some cupcakes and go to the men's gym. Men love food. And hand them your cards and say, look, I know it's Valentine's Day, Christmas is coming up, you got a wife, she's got a birthday, you need my card. Not do they need it, but tell them you need this card because I can make your shopping easier. Samantha does the photos. What woman wouldn't like to have a picture of her man that she can show off that's just sets them apart, you know, when you're out and about? I mean, there's just fun things. Charlie and I are out and about all the time, and Charlie's so funny. We'll be walking down the street, and he'll find a tree, and he'd be like, Mom, there's a garage sale right there. We need to put a sign on that garage sale. I'm like, what are we going to do? He goes, we'll staple your business card to it. I'm like, okay. No, I can't say I'm going to get any customers, but at least even at 6, he's thinking outside that box. He's thinking, what can I do to get my mom seen? How can I get my mom seen? Ask your children when they go to the amusement parks, they go to the movies with their friends, stick some cards in their pockets and tell them, don't come home till you give out all those cards. You just don't know what their friends' parents are going to need, or grandparents. Or if you're in a restaurant, lay your card down on the table with your tip. Because I'm sure these ladies can tell you, again, you just don't know where your next customer's going to come from or who's going to need you or why. So it's thinking outside the box today, building new businesses and new unique ways, and we're all thinking. And please, please reach out to the ladies on Facebook, on Pinterest, on Twitter. Ask them questions. Even if you're just barely thinking about, hey, I might could do a business, ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask a question, because the only question that is stupid is a question that is not asked, because you cannot learn, you cannot grow if you do not ask questions. And I ask a million questions a day, and I still don't get all my answers. And then I come up the next day asking more questions, because that's the only way I'm going to grow. And I've been blogging for probably 6 years, and things change every single day. As both these ladies can tell you, I'm sure. So there's new rules. There's new things that you've got to learn. Take classes. Read books. Ask questions. Find friends. Whatever it takes to help you be a success. That's where we're at, and that's what we do, and that's how we can help you. But again, it's not all me. Reach out there and find somebody that you can mentor with that's struggling. Watch on Facebook. You'll see somebody post a question. I posted a question the other day about my blog, and Elle was kind enough to reach out to me, and now she's hooked into my circle, and she's helping me, and I'm probably driving her crazy, but I found a wonderful, wonderful friend. I can never think that. She tells me she's the shyest businesswoman around. I drug her kicking and screaming on the radio show today, but her business is getting seen in a new and unusual way. I drug Samantha on the show today. Just find somebody. I'm going to the radio show in my area to a network meeting on Friday. I'm dragging another friend kicking and screaming. She's like, I'm a Cincy rep. What am I going to do there? I said, I don't know, but you're going. And she just goes, okay, if you say I'm going, I'm going. Take your friends with you. Take your family members, because they can open their ears and they may hear something that you do not hear. Once again, ladies, we're running out of time, so I'm going to let y'all share anything you want to share for the last 10 or 15 minutes. I can never thank you both enough for being a part of my life, my family's life, taking the time today to come on the radio show with me, working with me day in and day out, and watching us all grow together. Once again, I want to say thank y'all very much. David and Charlie, both love both of you ladies just as much as I do, and I'm going to let y'all share y'all's links again. Anything that you want to do, if you have a special or anything, share that, and then Dory will probably be signing us off. So who wants to go first?
I can go first. One other on what you were saying as far as putting your business out there. One thing that we do in this household is my brother has my husband and my cards in his wallet at all times. And anywhere we go, anything that the smallest mention of whether pictures or tattoos, because my husband's a tattoo artist, he goes automatically out and gives out any of our cards. I ended up putting out my business cards at a pawn shop where my mom has gone for years, and I have friends and family. There's a personal trainer in there, and he automatically came out with, hey, I need photos for my new website. So you don't know where you cannot put your photos or your cards and flyers if somebody's not going to need you. It cannot be tomorrow. It could be 2 weeks, a month, but you never know. I got a text message last night from a lady who cut my hair 2 months ago needing bridals and wedding and engagement. Like, you really don't know what can happen and when it's going to happen.
Elle, would you like to elaborate on anything before we call it a day today?
Sure. I actually wanted to piggyback on Samantha's point there with you'd never know. Leaving those business cards behind or handing them to someone, you really just never know when they're actually going to get back to you. I love that, you know, Sam left the cards at a pawn shop and, you know, and a trainer called her. So you don't even know who's actually seeing your cards. And that's kind of the point of branding is you're being consistent. You're putting that information out there with that consistent color, that consistent font, whatever you choose to do. You know, you just want people to recognize it and say, oh, yeah, let me give her a call. I got to call her today, because it just one day will click. I think the other thing that I wanted to touch upon again was the social media. Make sure that when you're online, don't get overwhelmed with, you know, trying to manage 5 and 6 different social media sites. Pick one. Know where your customer is. Know who your ideal customer is. Is your ideal customer, you know, a 30 to 40-year-old woman who loves makeup? Then find the places that she hangs out in. In social media, there are hangouts, and people don't think of it that way. And it's something that if you, as a business owner, start to think of it that way, then that's how you're going to find your client. So you're going to find them on Twitter chatting about, you know, the latest makeup trend that's happening. Okay, then that's where you want to focus your message in. Just start shooting your tweets out. If you put yourself and you spread yourself a little bit too thin by having, you know, 17 different types of social media places, then you're going to exhaust yourself, and you don't want to do that. So definitely focus on the one place, grow that one place, and that way you can move on to the next place. And that's definitely a tip I want to leave you all with.
And then I'm going to announce we've got 3 events coming up. If you're in Dallas-Fort Worth, we have a quarter option Monday from 6 to 9 in River Oaks. This is for a Castleberry High School. Once again, it's in River Oaks. If you would like information on how to come, give me a shout-out on Facebook. I'll be happy to give you the flyer. Our second event is November 3rd, which was supposed to be my birthday, the 4th, but we're doing autism awareness for Janessa's Dream. A really good friend of mine's daughter has autism. We're raising money to give to the autism organization here in Dallas-Fort Worth. The event is in River Oaks at the River Oaks Community Center from 6 to 9. It is a quarter auction. if you don't know what a quarter auction is, reach out to Samantha and I and let us share that with you. We can take donations and things for autism awareness. Our big event is the Haltom High Craft Fair, 100 vendors, handcrafted vendors, business owners, direct sellers, bloggers, whoever wants a table to be seen, come join us at our craft fair. We have a face painter. We have a bounce house. We have about 75 vendors now. We're filling fast. We've got Costco coming out. Edward Jones is coming out. Come join us that day. It's from 9 to 4 in Haltom City. I'd be happy to give you the information. I have flyers. If you'd be kind enough to share the flyers with your friends and family, that would be a godsend. We need volunteers at the Haltom High Craft Fair. More than that, though, we need more business owners. We need silent auction items. If you want to be seen in a new and unique way and you're not in Dallas-Fort Worth, contact me. I'm always collecting silent auction items for all the events we do. Any of the events that are charity-bound, we take no money from it. It goes 100% to the charities. So please reach out to either Elle, Samantha, or I, and let's think outside the box and grow our businesses in new and unique ways. And once again, ladies, we've got about 5 minutes left. Is there anything y'all would like to share before Dory calls the show a close? Samantha?
Well, again, you can reach me. You can reach me at on Facebook. It's facebook.com/LELLM, the letter, solutions. And then you could also find my website at LELLMSolutions.com. If you can't find me in those two places, you probably aren't looking.
Samantha, what would you like to share before we sign off today?
Everybody can contact me on Facebook, like I said, at Emma Bear Photography. For my website should be up and running by the end of the week, and it's going to be emmabearphotography.org. And really, everybody needs to think outside the box. You don't want to stay limited to where you're thinking.
And before we go, I want to give a huge shout-out to Dory. I love you, Dory. I missed you very much this week. Next month, she's going to be back on the show with us. She's our Roz in the background. I missed her voice typing in, asking questions, and throwing out fun tidbits. But she knows she's loved, and I want to thank God for the show and thank God for all the people that I've been able to work with this past year, because before we know it, it's going to be a brand new year. So everyone think fast. Think, how can you grow these last couple of months? Christmas is here. Thanksgiving is here. What new and unique way can you make your business grow that you weren't doing before? And as you come across those ideals, share them with us. Let us be a part of it. And let's all grow a huge future together as business owners, whether we're women or men, because I'd like to get more of us home with our families. So thank you, and God bless you. And Dory, I love you. Samantha, I can never thank y'all enough for working with me and my family. Thank y'all, and God bless y'all for being on the show today.
And ladies, hi, this is Dory. Thank you so much. Sorry that I have been muted in the background. I just didn't want to cough. I got to say, love the out-of-the-box of getting a tattoo artist to do your face painting. I think that was brilliant.
Thank you.
I really do. That's like so far out of the box, it's a dot. And I love that. I mean, that's actually brilliant to do. I mean, what a great thing to do when you are looking for something like that. I mean, that's just, you know, I that's why I really enjoy your show. And ladies, thank you so much for being here today. We'll be back next week with Managing Mompreneur Mayhem. And then we do not have a Wednesday show because we have 5 Wednesdays this month. And although I may throw an author's alley in there, you never know. I'm not quite sure. Because, you know, we just kind of go on the fly here on Word of Mom Radio. We like that about ourselves. And so to all of you out there listening, thank you so much for joining us here. Glenda, thanks a lot. It was a really fun show. Samantha and Elle, thank you for sharing your ideas and information and everything else. And I really, you know, encourage you all to reach out and connect with all of the women that were involved with today's show and go back and enjoy it and share the archives and We're going to end a little early, which is never a bad thing. So, again, for all of you tuning in, Glenda will be back here next month, and I love that you are doing autism awareness. It is something here on Word of Mom Radio that is very near and dear to us, and we do a lot to raise autism awareness. So looking forward to that next show. And I have actually coming up on the Mompreneur model, we're going to be doing a recap from the ETTM 360 conference, which was absolutely fabulous. We did a few shows leading up to it. So we're going to have some of the other speakers that we haven't heard from yet and some of the vendors and attendees, and we'll be gearing up for next year. So excited about that, and have some great guests coming up in the next few weeks, including Patty Farmer, which I'm beyond myself excited
to be sharing Patty her. I love Patty Farmer. Y'all have to listen to her. I do want to share something real quick. Dory has radio shows. She's still accepting more hosts. If I can do a radio show, there's no reason that any of you ladies that I work with cannot get on here and do one as well. It's a great way to showcase your business. We have sponsorships on the radio show. Just contact Dory. Get your business seen in a new and unique way, either through a sponsorship or as a radio host. If I can do this and drag people kicking and screaming with me onto the show, especially the shyest businesswoman in the world and Samantha, then you all can think outside the box and have your own radio show and have just as much fun as I do and get to deal with Dory and just meet fabulous, wonderful people like Patty Farmer. So take the time and think outside the box and grow your business.
Thank you so much, Glenda, for having me on the show, and thank you, Dory, for hosting. You guys are awesome.
Oh, you're welcome. And see, we don't bite. We're easy
no,
to talk to.
No, not this time.
You know, yeah, right? You know what? Let's face it. It's intimidating when somebody says, you'll come be on my radio show. It's like, oh, my gosh, what am I going to say? What am I going to say? And then you realize, wow, it's just having a conversation because you are knowledgeable about who you are and what you do and what your business is all about and the best ways to help other people share theirs. So, you know, I encourage
you
guys
all
to... That's right.
And Dory, I'll tell you, I ended up with the show just because she invited me onto the show, and I came on, and I was like, oh, my God, I can do that. And the next thing I know, I'm signing up for a show, and I have sponsors, and I'm being seen, and I'm getting new partners all the time. And it's just been a true godsend. Once again, it's thinking outside the box. What way can I showcase all the people I work with and give back to all of you? So if you're looking to build your business, think about it. Once again, it runs right into most people's budget. It's not going to break the bank. It's thinking outside that box. It's branding beyond blogging again. Y'all come join us. Have some fun. Come meet Dory. Even be her host on her show. I don't care. Just you need to reach out to Dory and find out what all she can do to help y'all all grow.
Aw, thank you, Glenda. I appreciate that. And to all of you listening, you know, again, thank you so much for joining us here, you know, show after show and week after week on Word of Mom Radio. We love what we do, and we love getting to be part of your day. So until our next show, this is Dory DiCarlo on behalf of Glenda and Samantha and Elle saying thanks so much for tuning in, and go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
God bless everyone. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
And my computer, which is doing its own thing, is actually not letting me sign out the show. So, you know, I'm going to try again.
Okay.
And for redundant, please see redundant. My computer is completely frozen. We're in the midst of this huge storm going on over here, which is really pretty to watch. But, you know, between that and Mercury being in retrograde, you know, all right, we're going to try again. So let's see. Is it going to let me end the episode? It is. So until next week, I'm going to say it again. Go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now. Oh, my gosh, it still won't let me end. Now it will. There we go. Bye-bye.